From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading The American River, another in the River's West series, this one by Gary McCarthy. Now, let's begin with the prologue. Monterey, California, July 4, 1839. Young Morgan Beck waited impatiently in the small rowboat on the sheltered, pristine Monterey Bay. There were two ships anchored in the deep blue harbor besides their 88-ton brig Clementine. One was a Mexican sloop, with a hull heavily encrusted with barnacles. The other an American whaling vessel that reeked of blood and oil. The Mexican ship appeared abandoned, except for a large dog whose incessant barking carried loudly across the flat surface of the water. Morgan frowned and shielded his gray eyes from the sunlight as he gazed across the glistening bay. From a distance of a half a mile, he could plainly see the impressive customs house, the Presidio and its chapel, and many adobe homes with their colorful red-tile roofs. The beach itself was as white as the foam on the sea, and the town was ringed by steep mountains covered with oak and Monterey pine. Clinging majestically to the rugged seaside cliffs were ancient twisted cypress, and there were several small fishing boats on the water. Morgan's father, Eli, had told him that Monterey was handsome, but Morgan hadn't been prepared for the rugged beauty now before him. A limp Mexican flag hung over the Presidio, and another over the governor's headquarters. He doubted if Governor Juan Bautista Alvarado even remembered the fine horse and silver-inlaid saddle Morgan's father had once presented to him. The governor received such gifts as a matter of course, an expected cost of doing business in his California province. Morgan's hands worked the oars, holding the boat very still as the sun warmed his broad back.